Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. We got a lot to get to today. Connor Riley's going to stop by from Dog Nation. Lots of people still being very critical of Kirby's decision to go for it on fourth down. He shouldn't have went for it. We'll talk to Connor about that coming up.
Oh, no. You and I said it. You should have gone for it. You just got to come up with a better play.
Well, when you don't get it, you get the criticism. Right. And look, yes, I go for it at home. I think it was the right decision. But we'll get into that, man. Also, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Bye week for the Falcons, which means we can just take a deep breath, enjoy the dub from Sunday. And next week, we'll get ready for Buffalo. It's funny because next week, we've got a little special programming for you guys because of the early Monday night start. So Mike and I are going to be doing a show with our boy Randy Mack. Andy's on the pre-game show. And Abe was just in here talking to us as if we're going to remember anything that he's trying to tell us for next week. Abe, yes. It's day-to-day. You've heard the term day-to-day. We're day-to-day.
Okay? Abe came in here and goes, all right, guys, we're going to need to talk about Monday. Like, this month. A week from Monday?
Come at us next week.
Look, we can all do better at being organized. Lord knows I can, but still, there's no freaking way.
Nah, it's too much.
And so, day-day, we're there telling Abe, like, Abe, no. It's like Lego Batman. No.
Too much. But we love you.
Yes.
And so
Abe is so serious and earnest about this. He's like, no, we really need to lay this out. I go, Abe, it's 10 days. How many days away is
it? It's almost 10
days. I don't know. How many days? 9 days away? I go to him. I go, don't you understand when Carl and I do a show? It's a blank canvas.
It is.
And we paint with our words.
That's exactly right. And Abe was just in here going, no. We got to do this.
This is a tapestry that we fill through 4 hours. Some of these things we do talk about pre-show, but for the most part, it flows freely.
Just like right now. We had no intention of talking
about it. My mind is a rivulet of thought, Carl.
Yes. And then I threw Abe a curveball. I said, no, I want Atlanta United and I want Hawks.
And I said, and we must update the Mountain West course.
Anyways, man, we...
Anyway, this is what goes out behind the scenes here at 92.9 The Game.
We'll tell you more about it when we find out more next week. But that's going to be the Monday night leading into the Monday night game. Here's what we're getting to, all right? How do they build off this? How do the Falcons build off this win? And here's the thing. As we feel really good, at least I do, I said this yesterday to you guys, the early concerns about the Bills, they're real. Like, that's a Super Bowl contending team. If they remain healthy, Mike, they're going to be potentially in the AFC Championship game again. But the level of excitement right now coming off the way this offense performed has you believing, okay, cool, we can do this. The problem is, with the inconsistency, I don't know if they're able to do it every week. See, the Bills have built an offense, Mike, and believe in their quarterback so much, they're never concerned about not being in a game. We're not there yet. We believe in Michael Penix, and we think he's really good, but we haven't built that level of confidence where game in and game out. And again, you're talking about a guy that's been an MVP in this league, and Josh, you're talking about a guy that's been in the league a lot longer, you know, seven more years or whatever, eight more years than our guy. But that's what they have right now. And so when you have that level of stability, it's why nobody thinks the Chiefs are not going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
You know what you're having to deal with. And so if they are scoring points like they are, and Day-Day told us in our pre show, and by the way, check that out. It's around 11:15-ish every day on YouTube. The IT folks and our webmasters and all those kinds of folks are just like, this is big. You guys are crushing it on this thing. So we'll continue to do it, and we invite you guys to watch it. It's live on YouTube and all that stuff. But Day-Day said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said the Bills are averaging 33 a game. Is that right?
Yeah, they're the second highest. They're right behind the Lions as far as points per game.
Can we keep up?
Well, I mean, their defense, it's not like the greatest. I mean, go back and look at some of the games this year. You could say that some of the teams kind of imploded at times. You know, like well, Baltimore does that against everybody. But it is interesting when you look at Josh Allen, and we know that just assume they got four touchdowns on the board, right?
Yes.
That just kind of comes with the territory. And then you look at it and say, okay, is our defense going to – can we create a turnover? Because he will give you a turnover.
He will. He'll throw it to you.
I mean, that's one aspect of it.
Or fumble.
And we have been a very turnover-happy team. Like, this is one of the best turnover ratios we've had just four games in that I can remember into a season.
Yeah, that's the key. I would be more concerned – and we're just – look, this is a general conversation we're having now. We're going to get deeper into this, but you want to build off of this. And this is where Mike and I are. You just don't win last week because, oh, it's a must-win, and then you show up. And then don't show up for Monday night. You've got to continue to get better. And so part of this is, Mike, for me, I feel better about the defense as a whole than I have the last 4 or 5 years. If I didn't feel that way, then I might have even more concern. But to be quite honest with you, when you're talking about takeaways, where we rank statistically, defensively in the league right now, this is a defense that's getting after it. And look, you might even say we've won these games because of our defense.
Defense was, guys, we've talked about the numbers and the stats. It's a top 10 defense in a number of categories. And I think the pass rush is continuing to evolve. I mean, I think the young guys are still learning on the job. I know that we debate, and it's always fun to say, you know, sacks matter. But they did get Mariota off, you know, certainly off the spot. They got him off the field on third down 7 out of 8 times. And that's got to count for something.
It does.
Baltimore, that was the big one I talked about. Baltimore kind of shot themselves in the foot. That was a 41-40. Josh Allen passed for 394 yards. But the Ravens kind of took away the run game. Subsequently, he hasn't had to throw for much, and James Cook has been going over 100 yards every game. So our linebacker core, our front seven, you know, I think you look at Ruka, Ro, Onyemata, those guys, don't allow those lanes for Josh Allen to kind of – because it's not always him, Carl, going around the side. Sometimes it's through the middle.
It's up the middle. By the way, and we really haven't acknowledged this, but all those questions about last year's draft class are slowly being answered. Rook's playing well. Dorlus is playing well. Like, the guys we wondered about, remember last year, we were like, oh, I don't know, man, I'm not sure. And we had every right because, again, there really only one guy got a lot of playing time last year, and that was Rook. Mike, that class now is stepping up along with the rookie class that we have. It looks very promising, man, especially on the defensive side.
Right, and you know, the way we used to get – I certainly get after Dimitroff. Now when you look at the draft class, Bijan is one of the best players in the league. Pitts is, I still think, underutilized, but
too.
On pace to have a major impact. So all of a sudden, that softens that blow a little bit. Drake London's an elite receiver. You know, he was banged up to start the season. And then you throw in the last 2 years of defense. All of a sudden, I start to say, hey, self, I'm not so critical of Terry Fondo. Things are starting to round into shape. Now, that means nothing if we don't make the playoffs this year, but I like where we were to get to 2-2. I always thought we were going to be 2-2 anyway, the first four games.
You did. You said that all offseason. Didn't know how we'd get there, and then it was like, okay, if we go 3-1 or 4-0, then we're really doing something. But I think we are exactly where we thought we would be. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Text us, guys. You can always find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Here's what happened last night, and this gets back to our season and how this thing's going to play out. As we continue to watch our team get better, hopefully through the rest of this season, you got to beat the teams that are bad. And last night, we both thought that the Dolphins and the Jets are bad teams. But we also felt like the Dolphins had more promise, right, going into the season. And now, you know, all the conversation, Mike, about whether Mike McDaniel's a good coach or not, you get a win and it takes a little bit of pressure off. The point is, Jets are a bad team. Lots of penalties, turnovers. You've got to win those games, and those are the games, Mike, that push you over the top. You're going to be in battles with the better teams. Guys, that Bills game is going to be a dogfight, right? If you're as good as you think you are, it's going to come down to probably fourth quarter, last 5 minutes. But, Mike, last night, boy, the Jets look like a mess right now.
Well, I mean, they're down 17-3, and they did battle back. So, I mean, there is at least, if you're, you know, Aaron Glenn, you could argue that, hey, you know, this team is, you know, at least showed some fight. You know, I mean, you had a fumble. Turnover just killed you on the kickoff. I mean, it kind of set the tone. You know, I mean, just bad. That was in the third quarter. Bad things just seemed to happen to the Jets. Aaron Glenn, and we love this guy. You know him better than I do. Yeah. Just seems like he's ill-equipped for New York. You wish he'd maybe slow-rolled it because it's like he's going to explode. The pot is constantly simmering, and now it's at boil, and it just seems like, boy, he's going to be a one-and-done. So he needs to recalibrate. He's got a young offensive coordinator. I think Fields did some good things yesterday. I think Fields did some of the things we've talked about in the past. There's some inconsistency there. But statistically, I mean, he did enough, I thought.
I did, too.
To put you in a position to win the game. Tua Tagovailoa was certainly cleaner. You know, the run game, Breece Hall was solid. You know, I just, Garrett Wilson, I came up this close. I needed one more catch from Garrett Wilson.
He
was good. 82 yards on 6 and a TD. I just needed an even bigger night. But the big story, of course, last night is all about Tariq Hill. And now memes are saying, was he on morphine or is he just so happy to not have to catch passes from Tua Tagovailoa that his smile extended from the time he was put on the cart to the ambulance on the Florida Turnpike?
I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he did that.
I mean, he's smart. They got a video of him grinning
ear
to ear in the ambulance leaving the stadium.
Yeah, and remember now, he when he got to Miami, he's like, Tua throws a better ball than Patrick Mahomes. He was, you know, touting and pumping up his quarterback. Yeah, that was a gruesome injury. I don't know how he kept a smile on his face. I just know what a big baby I am and how I would have been with a towel over my head crying the entire time. His mom was down there. Look, we don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially a caliber player like Tyreek, you know, but he's also taking a step back. He's not that dynamic receiver he was in Kansas City. And so now he's going to miss a season. And I said this to Mike and the guys this morning. Guys, injuries like this with all that ligament damage and all that stuff, his superpower was speed. I'm just going to blow by you. And he scared so many teams in his prime that you were going like, oh, we got to double and triple team this guy because we can't get him, you know, let him get behind us. Mike, I don't know if that's going to be there when he comes back.
Well, I mean, again, I said to you guys on our pre-show, you can catch these guys on Twitch and YouTube, as Carl mentioned. But, I mean, it's not as bad as Alex Smith, but, man, everything with an L in it has got blown up in this dude's knee. So at age 31, you wonder, otherwise he's just another possession receiver.
Correct.
That's the difference.
And he's not going to get another big bag.
Like, I don't wish ill will on anybody because, you know, for about 8 years, this guy's one of the most electrifying players in the league. But things changed in Miami with this guy.
No doubt about it. Hey, we got a lot more to dive into. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this season. We'll come back. Hawks had media day yesterday. Their preseason opener is October 6th against the Rockets. Regular season opener is the October 22nd against the Raptors. By the way, we are your home for the Hawks, and you'll hear all of that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to dive into that a little bit because we're going to give you a reason or two to be excited. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So last night, we're sitting there, and I said, there are two Monday night games on tonight. And my wife says, who's this? I said, oh, it's the Dolphins. She said, no, they wear white uniforms. They got a dolphin on the helmet. I said, well, they're wearing these alternate uniforms. She goes, that's not the Dolphins. Yeah. And so it prompted me, Mike, to just say, these uniforms suck.
See, I let you fight that battle last night on social media, and I was like, yes, I agree 110%. Because, look, I think the Dolphins' old-school logo is one of the cleanest. And I think if you got something that's great, you just run with it. And I'll die. This Gen Xer will die on that hill. Last night, those are the ugliest uniforms in the world. And I don't care what anybody says. Carl, you're right. The black, it's the Dolphins, man. It's the every. I know that the Nike. You know what Nike rivalry is? Somebody goes, put it in black. Throw some black in there. Black trim. All white, blue. All black. I mean, it's just there's no creativity. Those things are. I'm with you. I just think. I mean, I had Dolphin tickets for 10 years. I just, as a fan, I just hate those uniforms. I'm with you.
Yeah, I called them the Fiesta uniforms because that's what it looked like.
Right.
The color scheme and the way that it looks. And by the way, you can't even see the dolphin on the helmet. I mean, yes, I'm being right. I'm nitpicking.
And by the way, they took the old dolphin, which was a happy dolphin, you know, with the sun spray,
and made him mad.
And they had the sunshine circle in the back. There for a couple of years, they had a dark blue, yeah. And it was a nasty. It was an aggressive dolphin.
This is a dark dolphin.
And we all thought this is crazy. Well, this actually, to me, the logo now looks like the logo for the Tampa Airport. Have you ever been through TPA? That's my first reaction. If you Google it, you'll say, Mike's right. So, yeah, I want the old logo back. I can't tell you how many emails Drunk Larry's probably sent to the Dolphins over the years. He's also a lifelong Dolphin fan.
Yeah, they win last night in those ugly unis. But, yeah, I just look, I get it. They're doing different things around the league. We do this. But even our alternate uniforms, I'm like, okay, you know, all right, but I would prefer the black on black. I would prefer the mm-hmm. red helmet. Like, there are certain things that I just love. But anyways, that went down last night. By the way, coming up, we will get a chance to talk with Wes Durham. He is the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We'll get his thoughts on not only the win, but also how he feels about what's going on in college football. We talk with Wes every week, and you know, it's interesting. We talked about Clemson that first week or so, and he was convinced that the season wasn't over for him until they lost that week. And a lot of things are – have you guys looked at the top of the standings of the SEC? Have you looked? It's not Georgia. It's not Alabama. I'm being real. It's not LSU.
You got to go to Nashville.
It's Vandy, okay? It's Ole Miss. Like, if you're looking at the standing, you would think you're in a different universe because you're like, wait a minute. But that's what's going on. We'll get in a little bit of that with Wes coming up here on the show. 404-726-0929. We are going to talk about the Hawks. As we mentioned, training camp starts today. And for them, it means a brand new roster. And for Trae Young, Mike, and let's just talk about this real quick before we dive into it coming up a little bit later. He answered the question. He was asked. It's not like Trae walked out there and said, yo, where's my contract? He didn't do that. He was asked, and he answered the contract question. And if you're going, what's the contract question? All offseason, the Hawks have had the opportunity, and they do up until next June. I think the date is June 30th, to give him a Supermax deal if they want to do it. They've yet to do it, which tells us they're not going to do it, Mike. They're going to let this season play out.
Right.
And so Trae, all offseason, there was innuendos about, you know, other guys getting paid, and he was kind of putting it out there. But he answered this question and basically said, look, you know, it's time for the season. You know, the season's going to roll around. I got a bunch of new guys. I thought he handled it well. Trae's not going to – At least I don't think. Mike, I may be wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to get into the season. And let's just say, you know, we're rolling and winning games, and this team looks really good, and then he's going to pull that out of the back of his pocket like, this is why y'all should have paid me. I don't think that's going to happen because that's very disruptive. Right. But I think right now he's handling it the right way.
Right. My feelings were, and because you don't have to do anything if you're the Hawks. I mean, he does have that option after next year. So you play the full year, and then he can opt out. But as a Hawks, if I was Hawks ownership, I'd say, well, first of all, I would have spent more money before. But anyway, that's different. I would say, what does he do with Nikhil Alexander-Walker and again, with a healthy Jalen Johnson, with Kristaps Porzingis, with arguably the best roster he's had since 21. And then if he does something where, hey, he does show out, and it reminds everybody that he is an all-star and he's one of the top players in this league, then he'll cut that check. And that he still makes more money here than anywhere else.
No doubt. Yes. And
for him. So that's why I don't think, to your point, he leaves.
I don't either. I feel like, look, I know everybody feels like, and I will tell you this, guys. Have there been conversations about Trey wanting to move and the Hawks wanting to move Trey? The answer is yes. But nobody's fulfilled that. And I think when you have a team, Mike, that's losing and in the play-in every year, and this is the part that nobody wants to talk about, you've got to put everything on the table. That includes your star. So when I say that, it doesn't mean that they had a surefire deal that they were ready to pull the trigger on. It just means if a team called and said, all right, what's it going to take to get Trey? And they went, 3 first-round picks. They hung up. You've had a conversation. I think when you're losing and you're not making conference finals, you're not going to the NBA finals, you talk about your team in every which way. So
of course,
it's not a disrespectful thing. I think those conversations have happened. But I do think you're right. I think he wants to be here. And I think he's trying to win here, man, because he knows what it would mean to this city.
And I just think a team that is built right now with some better defense. That's another thing. This team is probably defensively as good as he's ever had.
True.
You know, and guys that can. So what do you think that Trey is, you know, is he a liability? Look, you don't have to. There's plenty of guys in this league that are point guards and they don't play a lick of defense. At least Trey will at times, Carl, get in the passing lanes. He'll do some stuff. But there's just things that you have to deal with Trey. You take the good with the bad because of his size. But now I think they got enough to more than accommodate that. And then you got some guys that can score. The big thing for me is how many games does Porzingis play?
Good question.
And how do you handle his load management so you don't fall out of a fourth or a fifth seed?
That's a good question. More on the Hawks coming up. We will talk about how Trey can continue to prove that he is the leader. There are things he'll need to do as camp's underway for our Hawks. And as I mentioned, preseason's right around the corner. Regular season, middle of the month, around October 22nd, as they get things kicked off against the Raptors. Big O's behind the glass. Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, let's hear from Raheem Morris. Continuing to give us injury updates. What about Storm Norton, Mike? We've kind of forgotten about Storm coming back.
Right. Haven't really complained about Elijah Wilkinson, have we?
No. AJ Terrell, Darnell Mooney. Coach, what's the deal?
I don't have a lot of information on those guys yet. I got a medical meeting coming up here in a little bit. I'll probably have more after that. Be way more informative next week when we get back. I'll have to go check on Storm, check on all those guys, obviously on the IR. Obviously, you potentially could open up a couple of those windows coming up here shortly, you know, after the 4 weeks are up. And then that's up. And then you open those things up. You still got those weeks that you can have kind of as buffers. So we'll get a feel where they're all at after coming to these medical meetings. I don't have a lot of information on it. Hoping that we can get AJ back, you know, after this bye, another week of rest for him and get a chance to get him out there. That's probably the one I do have a little bit more information on than the other guy. Don't know anything about Mooney other than, you know, we'll have to see from this week. Obviously, he left yesterday with the hamstring. So we'll see. I don't know how bad it was, but I don't think it's something too bad. But we'll get a check. I'll get a feel for it later.
This started with the first play at camp, literally. And I say that, it really wasn't, but it was like one of the first early series of Michael Penix throwing deep to a receiver with DBs covering Darnell Mooney. He dives for a ball, boom, shoulder, done. Did not complete camp. And then you get into Wednesday coming back and this game that we've been playing, and it's not, I get it, it's not deliberate, but Mike, they've been like, oh, he's okay, he's coming back, comes back. He has not been the same since that injury at camp.
Right. Now, we don't know if the shoulder – again, I know. I do know it. I played the operation game, Carl. The hamstring is not attached to your shoulder, but the shoulder's been a problem all season long. Now he's dealing with lower body stuff. So you and I had talked about it. By the way, if you look up right now, if you're in your office, you know, feel free to be less productive. Google free agent, best free agent wide receivers. Half those guys are already here, and we cut them. like DJ Shark, you know, Odell Beckham. I mean, we were involved with him, but you know, he's on some people's shortlist.
Yeah.
There's just nobody out there, guys. So Casey Washington, and he had the 2 weeks of concussion protocol, and now it's a chance for Casey to step up and hopefully fill that gap because there was an opportunity.
No doubt. Meanwhile, Raheem was asked about what changes they tried to make last year during the bye. This is where you tweak. I mean, it's early in the season, but we got to get through the next quarter, right? The next four. Here's Raheem.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of went back and looked at the study of it all and how to get open and how to utilize, you know, some of the guys that we did have. You know, like Kaden was a big part of that and how we wanted to utilize him, how we wanted to set him up. You know, obviously AK at the time, he was a part of that as well, and getting those guys going and trying to find ways and trying to find different things that we can get going that way. You know, all of those guys up front being in different positions and trying to get those guys aligned to different things so we can dictate terms a little bit better. So that was a part of it on defense.
Bye week for the Falcons. More on them coming up. I mentioned Wes. Wes is going to join us Thursday. It is Dave Archer today, our analyst, who will join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to story number two.
Coming up in 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you more about what the Hawks need to do with Trae Young and his continued proof of him being a leader. That is the one thing that's changed with Trae being here over the last few years. But before we get to that, Mike, did you see who caught a touchdown last night from Tua? Darren Waller.
Tua rolling to his right. Waller, open touchdown. His second of the night.
Who is that man? Darren Waller, wide open.
Dude that was out of football for a minute.
He was.
And finished up with the Raiders and then the Giants and then was going to take some time off. Former Georgia Tech tight end. And all of a sudden he's having an impact. How about that?
It's crazy. I wonder what he did after the game is what I'm wondering. Whoa, whoa,
yeah, I hope he doesn't take to the beach. That's just, man, that's.
Did you see that, Kelsey?
You got to see the video because. Yeah, it's a message to his ex, and then he acts like he's been stabbed, and he collapses on the beach. I mean, this thing is.
He was the one that cheated on her.
Yeah, and how does that mean he gets stabbed in the back? I guess that's his take on it.
Yeah, well. Hard to let go.
But 3 for 27. Two touchdowns. Now, is that love drip?
I don't even
know. I thought love was real.
I don't even know. I just died
every like,
time I
hear
it. Hold on, one more time.
In his defense, he did fumble a major bag.
Thought love was real.
Yeah, no, I thought it was like love drear. And then it sounds like the old days, Carl knows this. We had reel-to-reel tape. You could touch the pitch. So it could be like love real.
It's called auto-tune.
It is. It's called horrible.
It's exactly right. Hey, man, while we're talking about the Dolphins, let's hear from Mike McDaniel about Tyreek Hill's injury. Tyreek out.
It was a dislocation. He was probably in the best spirits of any player that I've ever, you know, it's such a terrible experience. But he immediately had wide eyes and was talking, I'm good, just make sure the guys get this win, you know, and he's focused on the team. So outside of that, I'm sure I'll be given more information tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what he said. Win one for the Tariqer as he got in the ambulance. He was going, woohoo! So again, I don't know if this is him with his unique personality trying to.
Oh, like, he's unique, all right.
And I'm being generous here because, you know, if it's mental illness, we can't make fun of that. I don't think he's going full Antonio Brown, but he certainly at times trends that way. But I mean, to me, it's like, okay, did they shoot you up with some happy stuff right there at the stadium because you were going into shock? Or are you just literally such a jackass that you're going to celebrate blowing up your knee so you hate this team that much and you hate catching footballs from Tua Tagovailoa? Because that's what a lot of people on social media, I know it's a cesspool, took and ran with last night, Carl.
I know. Look, I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. I would have been like, my leg is hanging off.
Yes.
Forget wishing the team the best. Right. I don't give a damn if y'all win this game. You see, my leg is hanging off.
And by the way, watching the game, my wife was listening to the show, and she heard me say all the time about, you know, Coach Bra, you know, I really feel. She's like, oh, that's that guy you make fun of?
Oh,
I go,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
So now, Aaron Glenn, now the Jets are winless. They did say they'd take some things from this game because they actually did rally back a little bit, but man, that's bad football. Nothing worse, though, than the Bengals and the Broncos.
It was
even
bad.
Troy Aikman called that thing out on national TV.
Well, look, you realize how much you need Joe Burrow. And I don't know if you guys saw Jamar Chase talking with his head coach.
He lost it a little bit.
Yeah, those guys been together. They've won a lot of games. But he understands, like, right now, he's not getting the rock. He's frustrated. His boy Joe Burrow finds a way to get him the ball. This thing is ugly right now for the Bengals. And the irony is, you start 1-0, Mike. You get a win. Everybody's like, oh, Bengals going to be okay. And then Burrow goes down, and now you're looking right back where you were the last 3 years.
Hey, we'll talk more about it later in the show because everybody's saying, what about Cousins? I just don't think I have no idea what the Bengals are doing right now.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, man, we got more to dive into. We do have a great comment from one of our listeners from earlier this morning when we did our pre-show. His name's Peter. We're going to read what he asked us.
Okay.
And then we're going to answer it for you in regards to the Hawks. Training camp underway for our Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Love this song, man.
Simply Red?
Yeah. It's a good jam.
It's 8-Ball and MJG sampled it.
They really ripped off Simply Red.
Yeah. Well, yes, they did sample it. Hey, each Wednesday night, join Damon. That's Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're having a great day. It is Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking about a variety of things. We're going to get back into some football conversation coming up, including we'll hear from Sean Payton. Broncos have a really good defense. Bo Nix is coming along. They're going to be a hard out for a lot of teams. They played last night and beat the Bengals, as Mike mentioned. And then we're going to talk about some of the injuries, including Lamar Jackson being injured. And they already lost Madubuike up front on their defense. If Lamar is injured for any extent of time, Ravens may be looking, Mike, completely different than what we expected.
So. Right. I mean, and, you know, Todd Monken, they're upset with him. They're upset with their DC. They're upset with everything because it's not the way things are supposed to go. And it's a team that, you know, it's sometimes, and not to get, it don't sound like, you know, somebody from like pro football talk like Florio, but like, is there a hangover from the way the season ended?
Maybe.
You know, I mean, the injuries are the injuries. You can't control that. But sometimes you just feel like, man, how many times was there a window? And I think the same goes for Buffalo, a window for them to finally jump past Kansas City and get there. And then last year, just the way things just went south against the Bills is just nuts.
Yeah, I totally agree. What did Gunnar Stockton say about Mike Bobo? Stay tuned for that. That is on the way in the next hour as well. Mike, we got a great question from Peter, one of our listeners. And thank you guys
Hello,
again
Peter.
For checking us out. YouTube and Twitch and Twitter Live and all those places, all those platforms where you get a chance to watch our pre-show. But he was answering a question, actually, that we I talked about this morning in regards to the Hawks. And his question was pretty simple. He says, I am super excited, and I'm paraphrasing here, about the Hawks and the upcoming season with the personnel. But he says, I am concerned about the lack of a real rim protector. Right. So
which is still an issue.
Well,
unless you, how do you see Porzingis being number one, healthy enough? Because he can. And there's been times in his career when he fits that description.
He does. But I want Peter and I want the rest of our listeners who are Hawks fans to think about it this way. We have more bigs that are versatile than we've ever had. And I want you to think about this in a non-traditional way. All of our guys are stretch fours and fives, which means they can take a guy out to the three-point line. Porzingis can shoot it. We saw Onyeka shoot it last year. Asa Newell, guys, forget about Asa Newell.
Right.
He's a shot blocker. You throw in Jalen Johnson. You throw in Muhammad Gay. I am not as concerned. Now, I understand what you're saying. From a traditional sense, you're saying, hey, who's going to be that guy in the middle that protects the rim? My question to you is, who plays that way in the NBA anymore?
Right. Now, the only time, and the other thing is the way the season rolls, the only time, and Carl always laughs at me when I say it, Porzingis, you know, is sort of that guy. You know, I want that gigantic, you know, dude that looks like Frankenstein with the bolts in his neck and the one eyebrow that can come out. And, you know, but you need that in the playoffs when the half court really gets, let's be honest, by, you know, possession by possession, and all of a sudden, you know, you need that toughness. Sometimes we've lacked in crunch time.
No doubt. I mean, even Embiid doesn't play that way, right?
No.
And he's an imposing force.
Not like he should.
No. Joker doesn't play that way. So when you start talking about, hey, I am concerned about the lack of rim protection, I would tell you it's rim protection by committee. That's how I'm going to look at this to start the season, and then we'll see how it goes. But I think you're underestimating Asa Newell, who, again, I don't know how much playing time he's actually going to see, but there was a lot of growth last year, Mike, with Double O. That's Onyeka Okongwu. And then you add Porzingis to your point. Let's not forget Rishai Shea, guys. He's a 7-foot dude. He's 6'11". He can block shots.
Right. Now, again, if Porzingis can, the big if here is Porzingis going to stay healthy? Because I'm with you there 100%. You and I talked, remember, like 2 years ago, I wanted Jaren Jackson in here.
Sure.
From the Grizz. But that's the type of guy I'd like to see from a body type. But we've got enough guys that, you know, if you buy into what Carl's saying, that you kind of positionless basketball / guys can get to the basket and do the work.
Yeah. We'll see. But it's a great question, Peter, because I understand what you're saying. You're like, hey, guards, shooters, defense is better, but who's protecting the rim?
Like, versus Holmgren, even though he's as skinny as a rail, was that guy for OKC?
He really was, yes. And I agree. But here's the thing about OKC. Nobody played better team defense than them last year. Mm-hmm. That's why they won the championship. There's nobody that played perimeter defense like them. And then you had Holmgren sitting back there, you know, with help defense. I totally agree, man, but it's going to be interesting. So wanted to answer that question for Peter. And by the way, Day-Day, we get questions all the time on our pre show. You guys can check it out again around 11:15 or so. If you pose those questions, we'll come on the air and answer them if we don't have time on the show early this morning to do that. So make sure you check that out. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Mike, I want to talk a little bit about Sam Pittman out at Arkansas. Because we didn't get to this yesterday. You have said you'd love to see him come back to Georgia. We don't know if he wants to coach. We have right. No idea. He made a lot of money there. He's going to sit on a pile of money to go away. But Bobby Petrino is in as the interim head coach now after the changes. And you were telling me this morning that Arkansas is claiming they're broke.
Yes.
That they don't have money.
A reporter was talking to Hunter Yurachek, and he didn't actually say they have no money, but he did say that when it comes to what the coaches in compensation was with Pittman and his assistant coaches, basically they don't, in a nutshell, they don't have the resources to compete.
Mm.
So it's, and over his shoulder is the Tyson Foods logo. I was like, well, call the head chicken plucker and tell him to cut a bigger check. I mean, Jerry Jones, didn't spend money on Micah Parsons. Maybe he could cut a check for $25 million to Arkansas. But that's where you're at. Sam Pittman, it was thought of as the worst, best job in college football because they just don't have the resources. So look, they're happy with, I will say this, as much of a weasel, and certainly Bobby Petrino is a person, Carl, that had an ethics bypass at birth, but he can coach offense. And I think part of the reasons he had success back in the day is he can make chicken salad out of chicken blank.
Yeah.
So, and Sam is just a good guy and a solid foundation, but I never saw him as a guy that was going to elevate that program in Arkansas's defense.
I totally agree. Here's what's funny to me, because I've known Coach Cal for a long time. I'm talking about Calipari. They're giving him everything he needs.
Yep. There's a focus on that.
I'm just telling you. Like this idea, and you're going to say, well, basketball from a program standpoint, you don't have to deal with as many kids. Maybe true. What I'm telling you is he's at Kentucky. He leaves Kentucky to go to Arkansas, which is perceived to be, Mike, they don't have the money. And he's getting way more than he got as far as resources and support. Why is the football coach not getting that? You are in the SEC. So I do have an issue with this. Like, now you're playing Sisters of the Poor when I can tell you firsthand, anything Cal wants, he's getting. Private jets, whatever you want, you're getting it. So I think it's only a matter of time before they'll be back in the conversation or maybe competing for Final Fours. But that financial piece, Mike, it's why he left.
Right. And they're making revenue off the TV show. They got all these, they bought in, they've licensed the brand and everything else. Juracek, the quote that I was referring to is responded to the reporter that you were at that board meeting. Some stats on head coach compensation, coach with a salary pool, support staff salary, overall operating budget ranked toward the bottom of the SEC. He goes, Coach Pittman did not have the resources he needed to appropriately compete in this conference right now. That's from the athletic director.
It's crazy. Let me ask you guys this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Georgia doesn't have this problem. Alabama doesn't have this problem. Auburn doesn't have this problem. Florida doesn't have this problem. You know who we used to say had this problem? And all of a sudden, it doesn't look like they have this problem.
Vanderbilt?
Anymore. Vandy, along with Ole Miss. We used to say, Ole Miss, they don't have the money. They don't have the resources.
Vandy had the money, you just couldn't spend it.
Well,
now you can.
But either way, like if Vandy could do this now, why couldn't they do it 10 years ago? I think because you have a coach that people now are committed to in Coach Clark, and they're like, yo, we're doing something. But, Mike, for years we talked about Ole Miss, and they would never be a program of prominence because, well, they don't have the money. Really? Why now that all of a sudden Lane Kiffin is there and they're winning? And they're doing it, by the way, not cheating as somebody else did at one point. But the point is now it's legal. And so I just find it interesting that those kinds of programs, second-tier programs in the SEC that didn't or weren't able to do it, are now doing it.
I think that, you know, I can't speak to having the inner knowledge or the workings, inner workings of, you know, what Arkansas, you know, boosters are. But we've seen it with Auburn. We've seen it with Georgia Tech and other schools, you know, where sometimes, you know, folks have just, they went cold on Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman's not getting you where you need to go.
I agree.
You're not winning 10 games. You're not going to big bowls. So there's probably some people, now the checks are smaller, and they get alligator arms for those donations. And that's probably where that athletic director gets to at this point with this program.
And that's why they need, and I don't know if Petrino does this. Now, you know, he's got those connections. He was there. But I got to tell you guys this, too. Cal is working the room. Every time he's in a room, you know who he is, and he knows who everybody has money in that room. I don't know if Sam Pittman was that guy, Mike, and that's why, to your point, is Bobby Petrino that guy to galvanize that fan base again?
There's certainly a fan base that, like, they have no problem. They'll make a deal with the devil, because that's what he is, but he will win you games. He's a coach. Remember when he had the motorcycle accident, he's wearing that shirt. He's wearing the Cotton Bowl hat. You know, got the biggest neck brace. I just want to remind you that I took you to a Cotton Bowl. Or the Sugar Bowl. It was the Sugar Bowl for Arkansas that year.
Yes.
But, yeah, Sam Pittman was two games under 500, 32-34, 14-29 in the conference. And again, in one of the tougher divisions before now, they just went to straight up conference record. So that's probably going to turn off some of the guys who cut the checks. But I do think if you can get the money a little bit up, that Bobby Petrino, he can scheme you guys to a better record than Sam Pittman. He is a good, like, he is a good offensive mind. He couldn't help Texas A&M. They were so far gone. He was hoping he was going to get a shot at that. A&M said no thanks. But now he's in the prime position. He knew this was inevitable, I think, when he signed on as OC.
But does he galvanize the fan base to get all of that loot that you're talking about
they're
missing?
I think there is a nostalgia for him because they equate him with the best years in the last 25.
Okay. Fair enough. 404-726-0929. Georgia doesn't have this problem. Texas doesn't have this problem. Oklahoma doesn't have this problem. It is weird that you can tell me Arkansas has this problem, and it's like, oh, we can't pay what everybody else is paying. Really? By the way, speaking of Georgia, we're going to get into the comments of Gunnar Stockton coming up, talking about Mike Bobo. We're going to have a conversation with our man Connor Riley as well from Dog Nation at around 4 o'clock to kind of fill in the blanks on the lost Alabama. But they got to look ahead, Mike. Now, look, I don't think Kentucky's sneaking up on Georgia regardless of the performance last week. And it wasn't a bad performance. They just didn't make a play. You make the fourth down, it's a different game, right? That's how you kind of feel. Even with all those third downs that were conversions for Alabama. But I don't think Kentucky sneaks up on Georgia this weekend. I looked at the number, Mike. They're already a big favorite. I think they bounce back. But
You got better athletes, better depth.
Kirby's trying to make it out to be like, oh, you know, this is how you get over a loss like that. And it's like, This is not the team that will come in. Now, if this was Ole Miss the week after, I'd be concerned.
Right. But this is one where you get right. Georgia gets, look, again, it's a long season. Fans don't want to hear it. The Alabama thing, you know, air quotes we talked about yesterday, that's why dog fans are just so in their bag right now. I understand it. It's the one area where Kirby, that's his Achilles heel. It just is. And you feel that he's a superior coach to Kalen DeBoer, and now Kalen DeBoer is 2-0 versus him.
Sure.
So the thing that I found interesting, while we're talking about Georgia, we'll ask Connor about this. Carson Beck, you and I were talking off the air in the long-form interview, basically says, I never wanted to leave Georgia. They showed me the door. So if Gunnar Stockton can't read zone defenses and get the ball and all these better playmakers than Carson Beck's had, then people are going to say, Kirby, why'd you show him the gate? If you don't get to the, you know, that's going to be the Kirby other Achilles heel, I would argue, is the quarterback position.
It's been that way. They haven't got, we've had this conversation on the show, they haven't gotten that dynamic, oh my God, quarterback. He's one with some really good players and some guys that got it done. But these other quarterbacks you're watching around the country, and some of them, you know, you're like, again, Georgia may have offered. We talked to our guys, people that cover recruiting, but it just hasn't happened that way. All right, we got more to give into, guys. 3 o'clock, we will talk about what's going on around the NFL, including the latest on the injuries. There are a bunch of them that are going on. And what did Jerry Jones say about Micah after that game the other night? It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.